like a whole segment or a half hour, maybe. I think I did it like a half hour with Tom Kenny in New Orleans from that arena down there for the SEC tournament. And the whole time.
The whole time.
The entire time. It is, you say the words, and they show up in your ear a second, half a second after you've said them. And so you basically have to tune out that. But you can't just...
You can't tune it. It's impossible.
You can't just take the headset off either because you're live and you need to know what the producer has to say about where you're going next, what's coming up. Yeah, I remember it clearly now. It was a full half hour.
It was
pretty brutal.
The longest 30 minutes of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I'm sure Tom did too, but... Well, last night, Kentucky looked, like a young team and struggling and... For what, the third game out of four, they've trailed by double digits to teams like Vermont and ETSU. But did get the win.
Yep.
You could tell afterward Calipari was just kind of, oh my God.
Yeah, with every game, with the exception of the Kansas game, I think he's been like, I told you guys.
Yeah.
But I think even he is surprised by how far they have to go in a game.
Yeah, he was pretty, like, he just didn't have any answers for you. He's like, I don't know what to tell you guys. I tell them to do this. We don't even have time to work on it. They don't know this. They don't know that. They don't know the other thing. We'll try to work on that this week. We'll see. But, bang, we got another game.
Yeah.
We got another game on Monday. So, no, probably won't get to that.
I mean, thank goodness that Sasha has been playing as well as he has because Nick Richards cannot stay on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He can't stay on the floor.
Yeah. Quad A Green looked...
I mean, he had that spurt where he just was great. But defensively, I think he is still a huge liability. I still like Shea better running the point.
I'd almost like to see Quad A Green, Shea, Gilgeous Alexander, Hamidou Diallo... And Kevin Knox with Sasha Kalia-Jones. P.J. Washington comes off the bench. Nick Richards, Wenyen Gabriel. Those three come off the bench. Because that makes you, good ball handlers. Extremely good ball handlers. Scoring options in Diallo, Knox, Green. Gilgeous Alexander can obviously score too. And Kalia-Jones is a rebound machine down there. But Knox would have to rebound. Diallo would have to rebound. Gilgeous Alexander would have to rebound.
And you got to find a way to cut down on the turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cal's not typically concerned about turnovers because you want, he always talks about how, if they have eight, then he's like, well, maybe we weren't going fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
But now, but it's starting to be...
Well,
where that's what's causing those double-digit deficits.
Well, you had 18 in the last game, 22 in this game.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot.
He said ideally 10 to 12.
Yeah.
That's where he wants to be, 10 to 12.
So they doubled what he wants to see last night.
So I think two games in a row, more turnovers than assists. I think that was the case in the last game as well. Who had the most? I think somebody had six. Maybe it was two players had six. It was bad. 19 offensive rebounds that ETSU had.
And after that had to be such a major focus after the Kansas game.
Right.
They got brutalized in the first half with that.
But again, he said, we got home from Chicago at 3 in the morning. So the next day was, I didn't see him. They had their own day off. And so then they got back at it Thursday and had one day before this game. So they've had one day to work on anything since the Kansas game.
Both Kevin Knox and P.J. Washington had six turnovers.
Yeah, that's tough.
Each.
That's tough.
It is.
And then the offensive rebounds, you just can't do it. I mean, I think it wound up being that UK out-rebounded them,
40-37, but they still had six more offensive rebounds than Kentucky did.
Excuse me. still not good. Not good.
Now, I do think those are things that can get cleaned up. Like, I'm not in panic mode by any stretch with this team.
It's just going to take a while. They're like...
And I know this sounds ridiculous to say, but truly, like, Vermont is a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
ETSU did win 27 games last year. I mean, that's, like, these are veteran teams
mm-hmm.
who have won games. You know, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't, that means they shouldn't be down 10. They still ended up beating them by a healthy margin, so that's fine. But those are both decent teams.
And then there's the it's not Kansas effect, too.
Yeah.
Because they are young kids, so it's hard to get up for, yeah, ETSU's coming to town. Woo-hoo.
Well, and I think there was, coming off a loss, that was like the most positivity I'd heard coming off a loss in years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you weren't expecting them to beat Kansas. I don't know anyone that was expecting them to beat Kansas.
No.
And then they came out and played pretty well
mm-hmm.
and kept fighting. And so I think all the positive momentum coming off that loss. And then when I first flipped on the score and it was 18-8, I'm like, oh, geez. I should have stayed on Lion Guard with the two-year-old. But I did finally get her to watch the basketball game.
Well, SEC basketball, you know, it started out okay last week, and then this week it...
Yeah.
So it's South Carolina lost to Illinois State on Thursday.
Auburn, right? Didn't Auburn lose to someone
lost
you shouldn't have lost
last night to Temple. Yeah, Auburn lost an exhibition game to someone they shouldn't have.
Yeah.
But then they lost last night to Temple 88-74. So they didn't just lose to Temple. They got throttled by Temple.
Yeah.
And, of course, they don't have Purifoy and Wiley, their two best players.
Which is going to hurt you.
And then Auburn. But you're probably headed for a coaching change pretty soon since Bruce Pearl has decided not to cooperate with Auburn's internal investigation into what went on with Chuck Person and all that stuff. So that doesn't bode well for Bruce Pearl's future on the Plains.
Yeah.
Maybe he realizes, you know what? The only thing we could do here to win was cheat, and we still aren't winning. This is a good chance for me to get out. Maybe I can land somewhere else. Maybe he's thinking that, because I would like to stop coaching at Auburn.
I would like to stop coaching. Well, or he could be like, you know what? The last time I cooperated with the NCAA, that blew up in my face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, Missouri was supposed to be a really good basketball team. And now Michael, you know, not that he's the only thing, but my goodness, he's the number one player coming out of, you know.
Right.
And I don't know when we'll see him.
Yeah, what's the deal there?
It's like such a mystery. Nobody knows.
Mizzou lost to Utah Thursday. 77-59.
Yeah, no, got destroyed by Utah.
Yeah. So, Auburn was going to be a decent team. Not anymore. Not going to happen. Missouri, who knows?
They can still be good, but Michael Porter's got to play.
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sakes. Man.
South Carolina.
But, football side, Mizzou is probably going to go to a bowl game.
Yeah.
Who saw that coming?
Barry Odom.
I think they'll beat Vandy.
Barry Odom and his wife, as a matter of fact.
Yes, they both saw it coming.
Vanderbilt lost to Belmont back on Monday. Came back.
Don't
with
they always?
Belmont? No, they don't. They went to Belmont. Like Kevin Stallings, I guess, scheduled this game before he left to play at Belmont, which is in Nashville, but still it's on their home court instead of Vanderbilt's home court, you know? So anyway, they did come back to win with a 79-76 win over UNC Asheville. And Vandy trailed 37-35 at the half. They went on an 11-2 run to start the second half, never trailed after that. But Jeff Roberson, this stat amazed me. I could not believe this. Jeff Robertson had 17 points and 12 rebounds to become the first player in Vandy history with three straight double-doubles since Dan Lange in 1998.
What?
1998 was the last time Vandy had a player who had three straight double-doubles?
10-10, three games in a row.
Like, not even the dude.
Festus Ezeli?
Cornette? Luke Cornette? None of those guys had three games with double-doubles? I couldn't believe it. Vandy hosts Southern Cal, number 10, ranked Southern Cal Sunday, by the way. Ole Miss just barely got by EKU on Monday by 10, and then just barely got by Georgia State last night, 77-72.
They were trailing big time against Georgia State, too. Yeah, SEC basketball, I feel like every year we hear this, mm-hmm. and at the end of the day, it's Florida and it's Kentucky, and then there's maybe a couple of other teams. Like I
pop their heads.
I still don't see more than four, maybe five.
Alabama has some strong freshmen. They, you know, Colin Sexton's mm-hmm. situation is fine now. Last night, Alabama freshman John Petty, 10 of 13 from three. School record for threes. So he's good. Colin Sexton, 11 of 16 shooting, 25 points, 5 assists. He had a half-court buzzer beater.
He was 1 of 1 from half-court.
Exactly. So they're probably going to be pretty good. They beat Alabama A&M 104-67. Arkansas, they held on to beat Fresno State at home 83-75. So, yes, it is Kentucky, Florida. I think Alabama will be that other team in the mix there. And then after that, who knows? Missouri should be, but what's going on?
Or Texas A&M. Like, I don't
Texas A&M,
you know,
yes.
They'll probably be pretty good.
They should be. They've got some good players, actually. So I think Texas A&M, those are your
third,
four.
Yeah.
Those are your four. Alabama, Texas A&M, Kentucky, Florida. And then after that, then it's a mystery because Missouri should be five, but should be right there. But what's going on with Michael Porter Jr.? Don't know.
381-1313. If you know what is going on with Michael Porter Jr. or if you have anything else you want to ask us this morning, because we do have a football game today to talk about as well.
We should probably mention that we're at Truck and Auto.
Oh, yes.
Forgot to mention that. We just rolled right into this thing and didn't even mention we are at Truck and Auto Extras.
That no music at the very beginning has thrown my whole game off.
It does. Just the cold open. And a different one.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Yeah, it was different.
But yes, over here on New Circle Road on a blustery day, just looks like a fall into winter gray day.
Yeah.
But Truck and Auto Extras is rocking. Folks in here getting
this place has always got people in here.
Yeah. The place is big, too.
Yeah.
It's got a ton of stuff. But come on down here and see us and check the guys out. You know, it's getting to the point where you need.
You know what you need? One of those automatic car starters.
Yes, remote car starters. Yeah. That's where I was going with that. It's coming. I think I've had one frosted windshield so far this fall, winter. I just thought when it happened, oh, God, mm-hmm. this is soon. This is going to be like every day for a while.
I know. Listen, I put up Christmas lights last night. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Why? Why did I do that?
Well, you know, at least you're getting some run out of it.
Yeah.
Before Thanksgiving, that's a good solid 6-7 weeks
I know.
Of Christmas lights.
Yeah.
We usually go, it's 2 weeks out. Should we do it? I guess we got to, don't we?
You're like, now it's a lot of work for just the 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah, I like it once it's put up, but the whole thing, dragging it out, and it's usually very frustrating.
The putting away is, I really hate that, so. But, yeah.
Well, I use a fake tree because my wife she has an allergy to pine needles, so can't do that. I can remember one time I bought, you know, like the kids will come around raising money for something, a fundraiser for school, and they'll be selling those candles, mm-hmm. those $800 candles from Yankee Candle Company or something. And so I got one, and it was pine needles. So I bring it in, and I'm like, ooh, look, honey, this is perfect for the season, right? And she's like, yeah, I'm allergic to pine needles. Remember, that's why we don't get a real tree. I'm like, oh, I guess we'll put this in a box and give it to someone this Christmas. But the fake tree, it never goes up the same way twice.
No.
It's always a new way to figure out how to get it to plug in. And it's got the lights already on it.
That's perfect. I'm a fake tree person myself.
So when you plug the lights in, it's you're plugging the bottom to the middle and the middle to the top. Never works. Never. To go back through it, figure out which one is what. It just doesn't come. It's like Chevy Chase and, you know, Christmas Vacation. Just fooling with this thing. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, we'll talk some football, by the way. High school football last night, regional finals. So all the semifinals are set. We're down to the final four in all six classes. They'll play the semifinals the day after Thanksgiving. And then the following week, it's the state championships at Kroger Field in Lexington for the first time since the 70s or something, I think. Something like that. So I have a full...
I think since the last time a Vandy player had three double-doubles.
In a row, that's right. It's somewhere in that neighborhood. And then, of course, we'll talk about this Kentucky-Georgia game. And
oh, how it could have meant so much more. Oh,
I've already received texts this morning from my buddies down there.
Yeah, because this is like your game. Usually, sometimes you go, right? Mm. Were you supposed to go?
Yeah, they wanted me to go, and it's been like a... probably about a six-week lobby for me and another guy from Nashville who's also a Kentucky grad to go down to the game, and they're just giving us a hard time about it. And at 7:35 this morning, they were already at their tailgate in Athens.
Yeah, they were.
Because that's how they roll down there. Yes, I haven't even read all the text messages that are in there. It's a lot of hard times they're giving me right there. A lot of hard time. But look, we'll talk more basketball, we'll talk football, of course, and like I said, the high school football playoffs, plenty to get to here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show from Truck and Auto Extras.
On New Circle Road on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Zucker Flyaway returns Monday. Get registered starting November 20th for the Zucker Flyaway to New Orleans, fueled by Paul Miller Ford.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
During the holidays, a lot of good things come together. People, plants, and food at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Our sweet and smoky flatbread with grilled chicken, crisp bacon, and our signature blend of smoked cheeses come together in a toasted flatbread with smoky chipotle cranberry jam. Try our new sweet and smoky flatbread this holiday season at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better. Feel better. And now there's something else special waiting for you at Tropical Smoothie Cafe this holiday season. Our cranberry truffle smoothie with cranberry, strawberry, Ghirardelli white chocolate, and no-fat yogurt is absolutely awesome. You will love it. So give yourself something special for the holidays with a cranberry truffle smoothie. Check out all our delicious food and smoothie combinations at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better. Feel better. We're located in the Beaumont Center next to the Super Kroger. Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
When Murphy was born, the doctor dropped him.
Sorry about that, man. They're just so slippery.
On his first birthday, the single candle on his cake burned down the family home.
Grab the cat!
When he was 12, he hit his first home run, which hit his father in the head and left him thinking he was a chicken.
Dad?
Throughout Murphy's life, anything that could go wrong did. But now, even Murphy can win.
I can?
With MyBookie.ag, anyone can bet on sports and win.
But I never win anything.
All you have to do is sign up to get 50% bonus cash. Bet with confidence. MyBookie.ag has fast payouts and the best customer service in the business.
I just bet on the Browns to win the big game. That's Brady's team, right?
Okay, maybe Murphy will never win. But you can on MyBookie.ag. Log on today and use the promo code RADIO.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in Kentucky so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. We are live here at Truck and Auto Extras off East New Circle Road, so pop in and see us. It's actually right across the street from a McDonald's where Dan is currently getting coffee. So you have just me for the next couple of minutes until he gets back. So I want to kind of start talking about this football game today because obviously things could have been a whole lot different. You take away that Ole Miss game and the Florida game, which both should have been wins, especially since Florida has completely turned into a dumpster fire since that game. And Ole Miss is not good either. So, but in both of those, we, you know, it was victory or defeat snatched from the jaws of victory for Kentucky. This could have been a matchup of 2-9-1 teams with the SEC East title basically on the line. But as it stands, Georgia got blown out last week. Kentucky is 7-3, and they are a 22-point underdog, 21.5, depending on where you look. But I will say that Benny Snell, who is now really he's in the discussion, he's certainly top three running backs of all time to play at Kentucky. And he's a sophomore, and he's not even done with his sophomore year. And last year, he had a good game against Georgia. He ran for 114 yards, two TDs. That game was close. I think Georgia's a little bit different of a team this year. Here comes Dan with his coffee. You got iced. You went with iced coffee. I did not see that coming. Because it's cold, and when it's really hot outside, you usually get warm coffee.
Well, if it's not Starbucks or Dunkin', usually.
Really? Because McDonald's has good coffee.
I don't care for their coffee. The warm coffee. Okay. I'm a little out of breath because I did run. I was jogging.
And the guys at Truck and Auto Extras finally peep in with a little laugh at Dan's expense. I love it.
Well, so, my route does not take me by Dunkin' Donuts to get to Truck and Auto Extras, so
that
was out.
That threw off everything. So we're talking about Benny Snell being like the greatest running back ever to play at Kentucky.
Of all time.
And how he was pretty dang good against Georgia last year.
He was good against Georgia last year.
And they're going to, you know, I would assume that Kirby Smart knows that they're going to be seeing a steady dose of Benny Snell today, be it in the backfield or in the wildcat. I think Georgia's expecting to see a lot of wildcat from Eddie Grant and this Kentucky team today. So I don't know if that actually changes things up and makes them kind of think about passing the ball a little bit more. I don't know. Listen, Georgia's a really good team. They got absolutely manhandled last week by a really good Auburn team. So, yeah. I mean, it wasn't like a bad loss, but the way they lost in just dominating blowout fashion, I think probably knocks them out. I still hear some people saying Georgia controls its own destiny. I guess if they go and beat Alabama or Auburn, whoever's in, you know, the West representative in the SEC championship game, maybe. But I kind of feel like with how bad that loss was to Auburn, or how big it was, I guess, I kind of feel like they're out of it now. But not out of it enough that I don't think they're going to take any pity on Kentucky today.
I think Georgia, if they were to go and beat Alabama, if Alabama were to beat Auburn, I think Georgia's in. You don't think so? How could you leave them out if they go beat Alabama?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If they win the SEC championship game,
they got to get in.
Maybe, but they have to do that. They don't have any other way in. Like, there was talk that maybe two SEC teams get in, and that's over with now. Like, Alabama and Georgia, if they were both undefeated going into the SEC championship game, that maybe both of them get in. But that's done.
But how do you leave Alabama out if their only loss is to Georgia in the SEC championship game? And Georgia's only losses to Auburn.
Because there's going to be other teams, Dan. To me, personally, if Wisconsin goes undefeated the whole season and wins the Big Ten championship, I don't care if you look at their schedule and say it's kind of weak or weaker than other teams. Like, they went and won all their games in a Power 5 conference.
Mm-hmm.
To me, you gotta put them in. I think Miami,
if Miami wins out,
they're in for
sure. And Wisconsin wins out, and you're looking at all of them, I'm throwing Clemson out because their loss was to Syracuse. Dog. I mean, the worst loss of if Alabama were to lose to Georgia, and that was his only loss. And Georgia's only loss was to Auburn. You're going to take Clemson, who lost to Syracuse? I mean, they took care of those teams like Syracuse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think Clemson is getting...
And Notre Dame is the most overrated team in America. I mean, just...
And it never happens like that, right? They're never hugely overrated.
Oh, my gosh. How are they still even eighth?
It's stupid, right?
It is.
So, I guess because Clemson is the defending national champs, they probably get a little bit of love, right?
They do. They shouldn't. Shouldn't count for anything this year, you know.
And, you know, the committee, I think, has placed a lot of importance on their quarterback not going in that game, in that Syracuse game.
Still, if you're a good enough team, Syracuse is a dog.
Yeah, no, I agree.
They are garbage. They're going to lose by 2 touchdowns at Louisville today. I mean, the quarterback or no quarterback, your team should be, if it's a national championship
but
level
see,
team.
But see, what if Oklahoma wins out?
Yeah, consider them.
Yeah, if they win out, they're in for sure. You're not going to get 2 SEC teams in.
You just don't see it, huh?
There's no way.
It would be quite the discussion, though, if Georgia wins out and Alabama has beaten Auburn. Like, if Georgia were to win out and it's a rematch between Georgia and Auburn and Georgia beats Auburn, okay. Because Auburn will have had a win over Alabama. And if Auburn were to beat Georgia, then it's like, well, there's no question.
Yeah,
Auburn's the SEC team.
Yeah.
But if it's Alabama because he's beating Auburn and then Georgia is somehow able to beat Alabama. I mean, Alabama's gone this whole season and its only loss is to the team that was number one. You know what I mean? So it makes a great discussion, but I think your initial question was about Benny Snell, was it not?
Well, yeah. So I do think they're going to see.
Yes.
I mean, they're going to run the ball like crazy today, I really think. Because they got to shorten the game a little bit, too.
Yeah. Former Georgia quarterback DJ Shockley, who's now an SEC Network analyst, he broke down Benny Snell's running game and did a great, job of showing how he's patient and how he finds the holes and just his style and how tough he is and all these great things that he was saying about Benny and what kind of attributes he has to make him one of the best in the SEC. And then he followed that up with, but Georgia's likely to put this game away in the first quarter.
I may not disagree with that.
That, to me, is the biggest thing for Kentucky. Kentucky has to get out of the first quarter not being down more than a touchdown. If Kentucky's down by 10, 14, 21, forget it. It's that initial punch in that first quarter. If Kentucky can sustain that, I think they'll be in the game.
And I really need them to, if they can get out of that first quarter, right, and have it be very manageable, do not give up a touchdown with a minute left in the first half.
Yeah.
I mean, they've just been prone to doing that so much, and it's such a momentum killer. It is just it's changed the makeup of a couple of games this year, and that's been brutal.
It has been, no doubt. You've got it. But look, I hate to say it. I think if Kentucky and Georgia played 100 times this year, Kentucky would lose 100 times. I mean, Georgia is just so much
better. Yeah.
They just are. Like, Kentucky has Benny Snell. Well, they've got Nick Chubb, who's better than Benny Snell, and
Sony
Michel, who's as good as Benny Snell, and that other
and
kid,
then another.
Swift. That Swift kid who's dangerous. I mean, they just... It's like Boom and Benny last year, but except Nick Chubb and Sony Michel. Yeah. I mean, Nick Chubb is like top 5 all-time leading rusher in the SEC.
Yeah.
I mean, he's up there. I mean, I think the only guy who's had more.
And you think about the Georgia running backs that there have been.
Yeah.
Woo!
I think he's only second to Herschel Walker in yards at Georgia. So Nick Chubb, I mean, they come at you. And then not only that, their defense allows 14.5 points a game. That's what they give up, 14.5 points a game.
Yeah, and Kentucky's going to need to score 28 to have a chance.
So that's the number two scoring defense in the SEC. They've allowed 16 touchdowns all season. 16 touchdowns all season. I mean, come on. I mean,
Kentucky's going to need four of them today to have a chance.
And that's with the blowout to Auburn. So, I mean, you take out the blowout to Auburn, you know. Kentucky, in contrast, has allowed twice as many, 32 touchdowns. Georgia's second in total defense in the SEC. The rushing defense, it's also second in the SEC. Georgia allows 104 yards a game.
And that's after giving up 237 to Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they're letting 85 yards a game.
Right.
Truly.
Now think about this. Benny Snell has had 9 touchdowns in the last 3 games. He's had 3 touchdowns last 3 games mm-hmm. in a row. Georgia's allowed 5 rushing touchdowns all season. They're just like, they're as close to Alabama without being Alabama as there is in the SEC defensively. I mean, all season they've been consistent that way. They've only allowed 9 runs of 20-plus yards. They've only allowed 27 runs of 10-plus yards. So, passing defense has not been that bad. But if there is a weakness, maybe it's the pass defense. Maybe this is a Stephen Johnson game.
Well, that's
they
what
don't
I,
think of that way.
And that's what I was saying. You know, that I think George is preparing for a wildcat / running game, you know, overload. And like you said, that's playing right into their strength.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Auburn beat them by running the ball 46 times, threw the ball 25 times. But Auburn also had 237 yards on those 46 runs. I mean, they averaged 5 yards a carry on it.
And, I mean, also, that Auburn was out to such a giant lead early. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Hit him in the mouth quickly.
I mean, it was. You looked and it was, whoa, what is happening here?
And you have to factor in Jordan-Hare Stadium. That atmosphere on that day. Well, I mean, they were juiced for it. It's already the Deep South's oldest rivalry. So that thing's, any year, is going to be a jacked-up game. But when you're Auburn and you know the number one team in the college football playoff rankings is coming to your stadium and they're undefeated, you're on super high energy,
yeah.
Places rocking, and then you jump out on them quickly.
And Gus Malzahn, I think, has a way of really getting his teams mm-hmm. jacked up for those kind of games, too.
So that's an anomaly. Today, Kentucky's going to have to play a perfect game. And even with a perfect game, I still think it's going to be tough to beat Georgia.
And, Dan, the running game, like you mentioned, the last, you know, 3 games has been great, right? I mean, they've really established that the offensive line has come together in a way that maybe I didn't see possible at the beginning of the year. But when you're playing a team where you look at it on paper and say, okay, maybe the place where we attack them is the passing game, I don't know. And this, it's not a knock on Stephen Johnson. I just don't know that they have passed the ball enough this year to have like a real rhythm. I mean, yeah. CJ Conrad is open all the time,
mm-hmm.
and we always say that, and then maybe he gets 2 targets a game.
Yeah, I think what fans want and would like to see is not going to happen under Eddie Graham because of Mark Stoops too, and just how they think about this thing is that they need to be able to run the ball successfully, eat clock, you know, and that's obvious. That's what they want to do. I just don't feel like we're ever going to see the Eddie Graham offense that was at Cincinnati, that was throwing the ball all over the yard. And I think people want to see that. But when you don't have enough plays, how many games have they said, "Well, we did have some stuff planned for so and so, but we just didn't have enough plays to run"? Well, they're just not built that way. They're built to grind it out, long drives, not zip, 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 zip all over the field. They have, I think, the personnel to do that. To me, Kaywon Ross, Blake Bone, Juice Johnson, C.J. Conrad.
Well, even some of the young guys, Epps.
Lynn Bowden. Taven Richardson.
We've seen them
they've
in
got
spurts.
Enough.
They just don't.
Yeah.
They've just not been thrown too consistently.
Mm-hmm. And Steven Johnson's accuracy was not there last year. It's a little bit better this year. Well, it's a lot better this year. But he's also had a couple games where it's been in the 40 percentile of completion percentage. So I also don't think that Steven's the kind of guy they want to sit back there and throw it all day either. Like, Toles or Barker did. So they're going to try to be balanced. And that's their philosophy from the top, from Stoops through Gran. Their philosophy is balance. And so they're always going to be looking for that balance. So I think that even goes into recruiting. I think that makes it hard to get Jaren Williams to come here and get big-name receivers, big-time receiver recruits, because Blake Bone was a big recruit coming out of high school. It's taken him his senior year to have some success, and he's still – it's moderate.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kaywon Ross, he's Godzilla. You know, the last year.
I keep thinking he's like a sophomore because I never heard his name called for 2 years or 3 years.
They talked about how dangerous he is and how they need to get the ball in his hands more.
Do you remember when he was a freshman at Media Day?
Kaywon Ross?
Yes.
No, he was a JUCO transfer.
Okay, JUCO at Media, but you remember at Media Day?
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, this is a different dude.
Right.
This is a different dude.
Mm-hmm. Now, Taven Richardson, I have been saying that about him since day one, and he is just, I think, a sophomore. Taven is. Because of his makeup and his body and his build, he could emerge because he's still got some time left. But for Bone and Ross, they're gone. Juice has quietly become one of the all-time greats at receiver for Kentucky. And C.J. Conrad, I mean, he's just got a year left. He may not come back. You know, and they keep saying, well, you don't see everything the tight end does. Yes, that's all well and good for football, but you want to see him, you know, have the type of season that wins you the tight end of the year award because he's that talented.
Yeah, and he's got that bot, you know, he's physically there.
He is capable of giving you 100 yards in a game. I just see these playmakers, and I think that frustrates people too. I think that's part of the frustration is you see what you believe to be some playmakers, some guys that you've seen do some things, and then it's, well, this game didn't dictate that we were able to. What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't dictate. Just like find a way.
Like you didn't need a score there?
How about you just snap the ball straight to him then? Do that. No. All right, listen, we've got a couple callers on the line, but haven't we run right through a break?
Yeah, we got to get
to them. So we'll get to break. Back with more at Truck and Auto Extras here on New Circle Road, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Listen to the Big Blue Report on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Brought to you by Republic Bank. From checking and savings accounts to online and mobile banking to home loans, Republic Bank makes banking easier. Republic Bank, it's just easier here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Arctic Cat factory-authorized clearance events is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand-new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride! Victoriously. Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports. Got the ride you're looking for.
but most of all, ride victoriously.
Today, the impossible is happening. Someone is coming home. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, thousands with blood cancer are coming home to live a normal life. When you support LLS, you accelerate promising treatments that save lives, such as harnessing the immune system to fight cancer or creating personalized therapies for patients. LLS has been involved in nearly every major blood cancer breakthrough in the past 50 years. When you support LLS, you support the most pioneering cancer research of our time. Help us send more people home. Help us turn someday into today. Find out more at lls.org. Join us.
HelpWantedLexington.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
You won't believe the looks we're gonna get ya. Extra cool, extra hot, so much better than what you got.
There seems to be a lot of smoke in the air about the best place for auto and truck accessories. Well, that's easy. Truck and Auto Extras. Who needs a gimmick when you have all the major brands, fair pricing, and unbeatable customer service? Some businesses boast about a big sale. Well, at Truck and Auto Extras, you get the best price on major brands every single day. Don't drive north, south, or west. Head east to 1098 East New Circle Road to Truck and Auto Extras.
Won't believe the looks we're gonna get ya. Extra cool, extra hot, so much better than what you got. Go from mild to wild, good to great. Have the hottest ride on the interstate.
How do you see the world?
Ha! At Shriners Hospitals for Children, we know that changing how you see things can turn them into
everyday miracles.
Like riding my bike.
Breaking boards. Ha!
Hugging my mom.
Every day for over 90 years, Shriners Hospitals for Children has been sending love to the rescue, regardless of a family's ability to pay.
If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Margaret, will you have it your way?
So we just have Jack? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're already hot. I believe our mics are already hot.
Hot mic, hot mic.
So, yes, let's go to Jack on the phone. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey,
good,
Jack.
Good.
The outside lights are twinkling, the tree's up, and the eggnog is flowing. I'm ready.
Nice.
I am ready.
Right before Thanksgiving, too. I guess it is nice to have, over the Thanksgiving holiday, already have the tree and stuff
yes.
up there.
It eliminates a lot of hassle.
Yeah.
It really does.
I yeah. like
it. Makes for a more relaxing Friday after Thanksgiving to me.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan, you were mentioning.
I'm a fan of after. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Dan, you were mentioning George's. If they have a weakness, if they have a weakness, that ain't going to show up today.
You're right about that. There's no way they're dropping back to back. Coming off that Auburn.
I thought really Georgia would lose last week in a close game, but not the blowout. But this team is, I just have a feeling this team's really ticked off. They're still in the playoff hunt, obviously. They're going to force Kentucky to throw, I believe, which is not going to bode well.
Yeah, I don't think even on the best of days, Kentucky's built to beat Georgia. Like Dan said, if they played 100 times this year, Georgia might win all 100 games.
Yeah, Georgia's very similar to Mississippi State in regards to Georgia doesn't allow many first downs. They don't allow many rushing yards. They run the ball well. They eat up a lot of clock. I mean, I think they're second in time of possession behind Mississippi State in the SEC. So similar to Mississippi State, and you saw how well Kentucky matched up with Mississippi State on the road.
I
definitely see this. I think Georgia, last I saw, was a 21.5 point favorite, and unfortunately, that sounds about right to me.
I'm looking at maybe 45-17, something like that.
And I think that Georgia has to get some style points today too. I don't think they can afford to.
This can't be close.
Beat Kentucky by a touchdown.
No, this can't be close on their behalf. No.
Yeah.
I really think, have you heard this? This has been going on all week. I have a friend who lives in just outside Sevierville, Tennessee, and it looks like John Gruden's their guy. They're really going to try to get him.
It's called the groomers.
Yeah.
They are called the groomers. People in Tennessee really believe this is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I read that the AD flew down to Tampa to talk to John Gruden, and it seemed it wasn't a rumor type thing, you know, that it came from a reputable source.
Well, the Chattanooga paper reported that Gruden has himself been reaching out to guys, gauging their interest in potentially joining a staff.
Yeah, and
this
I think
to me
wife,
is like
Gruden's wife is a Tennessee grad, isn't she?
Oh, I didn't know that.
This feels to me like
the backup quarterback who you've been raving about, and you just can't wait to see him. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, we've seen John Gruden.
A college coach, though.
No,
out there recruiting and stuff. He's taken, you know, pro teams to Super Bowl. But
if you're a top-tier quarterback, would you not want to go play for John Gruden?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, of course you would.
But all that other stuff with the recruiting and all that stuff, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not saying he wouldn't
have
success.
I'm not convinced that he wants to give up the kind of cushy job where he's making a crap load of money right now just talking on TV.
Right.
I'm not convinced he wants to give that up.
Right.
Because,
it's a much harder job.
He was infamous for sleeping in his office every night, right? Being up at 4 a.m.
Right.
He was crazy. But if he takes this job, Tennessee is good immediately. I really think so.
Well, they're going to expect the world out of him. They're going to expect Tennessee to be good immediately, just like you said.
I think they would be.
Well, I'll tell you what, their strength and conditioning program will be pretty good because his son will come over from Washington.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got that bodybuilder son of his that coaches with his brother, right?
Uh-huh, with Jay in Washington.
Yeah.
Well, you both
what
of you know
think,
how much
Jack?
I enjoy talking
possible?
To you, so. Both of you know how much I enjoy talking to you, and wish both of you a great holiday season.
Thank you so much, Jack. Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I will still be shocked if he ends up at Tennessee. I will be shocked.
I don't
see
it. But
I do think
there
is a feeling in Knoxville that it's going to happen.
I hope it doesn't, because I like John Gruden. I'd hate to hate him. I'd hate to have to hate him.
Well, and I'd hate to have to lose to him because I do think Kentucky would be – or Tennessee would be
Tennessee
really
already
good
beat Kentucky in recruiting classes every year since Butch Jones has been there. Tennessee's recruiting classes have been ranked higher than Kentucky's every single year Butch Jones has been there. And this was the first year of the – what is it, 5 years now? Yeah, this is the fifth year.
Yeah.
So in those 5 years, Kentucky won once this year. It's the only time. On Butch Jones's way out the door. So, yeah, they need to hire, a retread, which maybe John Gruden is a retread. But you say they'll be good immediately.
Well, it's hard. It's hard to – a football program is not a basketball program.
Yeah.
But I do think instant credibility in Tennessee, instant guys wanting to go play for John Gruden, I think that happens immediately. I think he can put together probably an incredible staff.
Sure he can,
yeah.
So So let's hope they get Lane Kiffin back. Yeah. Say, hey, Lane.
But I still don't see it happening because every job that's come open, college or pro, John Gruden's the first name that is mentioned all the time. So I don't feel like Tennessee is like this mythical thing that he's just been waiting on. Like he's going to pass up every opportunity until the Vols come calling. So that's why I don't think he's going to take it. But
all right, we better take one more break before the top of the hour here. We're at Truck and Auto Extras on New Circle Road. If you want to come out here, great day to go inside and look at some stuff.
Yeah, it's a great day to be inside.
Here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Workplace injury, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
HelpWantedLexington.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Oh, man.
What's going on, Mr. Employee of the Month?
Oh, nothing, Dave. It's just a paper jam.
Paper jam? Hey, guys, time for a paper jam!
I shouldn't have said anything.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more employees of the month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So Malcolm Young died, you told me, Mary Jo.
Yes.
I didn't know this.
Yes.
I know that he was battling... he was battling something. I don't remember what it was.
I mean, he looked like he weighed about 72 pounds.
Well, he's always been a thin Aussie, but they are amazing in concert. talking about AC/DC.
So the Malcolm guitarist Young, for AC/DC, yes.
Well, Angus Young is a guitarist as well for AC/DC. Angus is the lead guitarist. He's the one that wears the shorts with the suit top and all that, mm-hmm. and kind of kicks his legs and the wild looking one. Malcolm's more in the background.
Yeah.
But they're brothers. And yeah, AC/DC over the years, they're first Bon Scott, who sang that song, TNT, and he died years ago. And then Brian Johnson took over, and he's had their second half of their trajectory, their arc. Saw them in Riverbend. They were awesome. They were awesome. Brian Johnson does a good job. So does Angus. Yeah, so that stinks. Gosh, we've lost a lot of musicians.
I mean, this is, yeah.
A ton of musicians in the last 12 months. Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well. What can you do?
Yeah. What can you do? Look, we're going to talk high school football here at the top of the hour. Full report on these semifinals. Good, good stuff. And, of course, UK basketball, if you want to talk about that. I mean, we could talk Kentucky-Georgia, but I don't know why we would.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen. Just to give you just a little something here. Kentucky has beaten Georgia four times in Athens. Four times, ever. 2009 was the last one. That's not too long ago.
That was a good one. That was fun.
But, I mean, that's it. 2009. UK won the game in 2006. That was Rich Brooks' big win, remember? The turning point thing. And 1996 is the last three times in the last... The only three times in the last 26 meetings. Georgia's won 23 of the last 26. You've only won four times ever in Athens. And then the other thing is UK hasn't won on CBS... since beating number one LSU in 2007. You know?
And I was kind of like, when it was announced that we were the CBS game, I was like kind of excited about it, right?
Kiss
and then I
death.
Was like, oh, Mercer's playing Alabama.
Yeah.
And someone else, Garbage, is playing someone else really good. I'm like, oh, we were the only option.
Well,
but everyone's got to play once, right?
Yes. I mean, the Kentucky-Florida game would have been the pick. That was week three.
Uh-huh.
That was the pick, but they did that last year. And they're like, uh-uh, fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. You're not going to fool me again. I love that quote. It's one of my favorites of all time.
It's great.
But I... Yeah, you're not going to go with you. Look, we did that last year. The game was over in the first quarter. And so they just waited out and look for the worst week and go, okay,
and
we'll
you know
throw
what,
you
like,
up there.
It is a 7-3 and a 9-1 team.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia's got playoff hopes riding on this game.
Right.
So it's not like it's meaningless.
It's just the fact that what happens is Kentucky winds up getting exposed as not as good mm-hmm. as they would like to appear to be. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
With a 7-3 record.
Like if Georgia-Kentucky is the noon game on the SEC network, you know, if they lose 45-7, did you, you know, were you paying attention? You put them at 3:30 on CBS,
yeah.
and it's like, oh, Kentucky's horrible when they get run over, you know? That's what it's going to look like.
We are not being very
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Kentucky's not at Georgia level. They're just not.
Look, Louisiana.
That's Alabama level.
Louisiana Monroe at Auburn. Wofford at South Carolina. UAB at Florida. I mean.
Yeah, some winners right there, right?
Yeah. So the big games today, Michigan and Wisconsin.
Few.
Yeah.
Very
that's
few.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, Michigan-Wisconsin's the only matchup of ranked teams. I guess that means let's go to a break, Mary Jo.
Yeah.
Devil went down to Georgia.
He sure did.
Well,
looking for a soul to steal.
Well, go down there. I don't know. Thanks, Brad. All right, we're live at Truck and Auto Extras. on New Circle Road. Come on by. Back with more, a full high school football report next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you.
Now you play ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. An LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Think your child might have swallowed the wrong medication, gotten into your household products, had a reaction to a bite or a sting? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number. Save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel,
protection,
ability,
friendship,
escape,
independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears, death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey, honey, is this your course schedule for the fall?
Yep.
Ah, let me see here. English, good. Chemistry, trigonometry, excellent. World history, oh, I love world history. Baseball? Wait, baseball? Baseball isn't a course, honey.
Well, sure it is, Mom. High school sports are about so much more than winning and losing. They teach lessons that can't be taught in a classroom, like accountability and self-discipline, the value of teamwork. I may not be earning a grade, but I'm learning how to compete later in life. Isn't that what getting a good education is all about?
Yes, of course it is. I was just testing you.
What can teenagers here in Kentucky learn from participating in high school sports? Plenty, as it turns out. That's why they're called education-based athletics.
High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
It's a puppy play date, a Pepsi puppy play date. Today from noon to 2 at Rural King, 951 Bypass Road in Winchester. Come on out, adopt a pet, or just help stuff the Clark County Animal Shelter. The Clark County Animal Shelter is in need of cleaning supplies, dog food, cat food, puppy food, kitten food, blankets, bowls, or just cash. Join us and Pepsi for a Pepsi puppy play date today from noon to 2 at Rural King in Winchester. For more details, go to clarkshelter.org.
You won't believe the looks we're gonna get ya.
Extra cool, extra hot, so much better than what you got.
There seems to be a lot of smoke in the air about the best place for auto and truck accessories. Well, that's easy. Truck and Auto Extras. Who needs a gimmick when you have all the major brands, fair pricing, and unbeatable customer service? Some businesses boast about a big sale. Well, at Truck and Auto Extras, you get the best price on major brands every single day. Don't drive north, south, or west. Head east to 1098 East New Circle Road to Truck and Auto Extras.
You won't believe the looks we're gonna get ya.
Extra cool, extra hot, so much better than what you got.
Go from mild to wild, good to great. Have the hottest ride on the interstate.
Amazon Peak Hiring starts now. For the first time ever, earn up to $12.75 an hour plus benefits from day one as an Amazon warehouse associate in Lexington. Walk in Monday through Saturday for your on-the-spot job offer at 120 Town Center Drive. No appointment needed. Remember, first in, first paid. For more information and to apply online, visit amazon.com/lexingtonjobs. That's amazon.com/lexingtonjobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Is it a work vehicle? Is it a recreational vehicle? Is it something else entirely? Who knows? It doesn't have a label. What it does have is a class-leading suspension system. King Shocks, 100 horsepower and 2,000 pounds of towing capacity. Built to outmuscle anything in its path, defying all labels and expectations. Come see what's wreaking havoc at MLS Power Sports. 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Get to MLS Power Sports today. Who says you can't ride victoriously while creating a little havoc?
Magic Vapor Shop has done it again. We've added more flavors from Space Jam and added bigger 100 milliliter bottles of brand new juice to our lineup. With more coming all the time, folks, people have been asking for them. Now they are here. Like always, we find the best tasting juice from our part of the world and then bring them home to you. Then we buy only the best hardware from the manufacturers direct, and with our buying power, pass the savings along to you. If you add your magic card, 6% off every time you use it, or the newsletter coupon on our site and show it to us on your phone, it beats even our lowest prices. We're beating our own new low prices, folks, every day. It's unbelievable. Better customer service before, during, and after you stop smoking the Magic Vapor Shop way. Magic Vapor Shops are located in London, Corbin, Somerset, Nicholasville, Georgetown, and Winchester. Or you can go online anytime. www.magicvaporshop.com.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now here's Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino.
Excuse me. Live at Truck and Auto Extras here on New Circle Road. Malcolm Young died today at the age of 64, the co-founder of AC/DC. Yeah, he had been suffering from dementia the past 3 years. And he actually retired from the band. But yeah, he and Angus Young.
So are they still a band? They're still touring and stuff? Or?
Yeah, they've been out and about. I mean, I've you know, seen that they've had tour dates and stuff. So their older brother, he died in October of age 70, at age 70. So it's Angus, Malcolm, and George Young. And their older brother just died last month, and now Malcolm has died. So that's tough.
Yeah.
You lose your brothers in back-to-back months. But anyway, I'm a huge AC/DC fan. They're one of the greats in my book. All right, Mary Jo, are you ready to sit there and do nothing for a while?
They're not as long when you get to the... There's only two games left in each class.
But I have plenty to say about it.
I know you do. Let's do this.
Let's get into the high school football report brought to you by Don Trail. Class 1A championship. Class 1A regional finals. Region 1 championship. Region 1 championship in Class 1A. Campbellsville cruises over Crittenden County 44-8. The defending Class 1A state champs, Beachwood, beats Kentucky Country Day 35-14. So Beachwood will be at Campbellsville in the semifinals. Raceland and Paintsville in a rematch of a regular season game that Paintsville won 32-18. Raceland gets revenge 31-14. And then another rematch of a regular season game that went Hazard's way 38-26 over Pikeville. Pikeville, that was the fourth straight loss at the time that they had lost to Hazard in the regular season. The Panthers have won seven straight since, including last night's win of the Bulldogs, 14-9. So now we have two...
Hot at the right time, Dan.
Yes. A pair of two seeds meeting in the semifinals, Pikeville and Hazard, a matchup of 8-4 at 9-4, which you don't see in the semifinals, four lost teams meeting against one another very often. So, excuse me, to recap, Beachwood at Campbellsville, Pikeville at Raceland. That's your Final Four in Class 1A. Class 2A, Mayfield beat Owensboro Catholic 40-7. Defending 2A champs, Christian Academy of Louisville avenges a 21-3 regular season loss to DeSales by handing the Colts their first loss of the year, 24-3. So it will be of Louisville at Mayfield in the semifinals. Monroe County at Glasgow. Glasgow wins 40-14. LCA at Danville. Danville led 14-7 at the half and then exploded in the second half to win 49-7. LCA lost its senior starting QB, Logan Neves, to a season-ending knee injury in the opening round of the playoffs. And they also lost their all-city lineman, Wyatt Southall, to a season-ending injury in the game against Danville in the regular season. So that injuries really hurt them, and LCA also had a couple of skill players who were nursing injuries there for a while, and I'm not sure if they were even 100% at the end. But what LCA had to start the season with, if it could have kept it all together, could have won against Danville. But let me tell you this, Danville is also tough.
Yeah.
They are loaded, strong, tough. Their quarterback is really good. Don Levy Harris, running back and linebacker. Demarie Van Cleve is tough. David Walker's receiver. They're just good. They're really good. So Danville is now 13-0, and they go to Glasgow in the semifinals. So in 2A, your final four, Cal at Mayfield, Danville at Glasgow. Class 3A, Elizabethtown cruises over Caldwell County 52-6, Lexington Catholic and Boyle County. Boyle County got out to a 36-0 lead on the way to a 57-15 win. Boyle County's Tanner Crawford, 267 yards and four touchdowns rushing.
That's the old Boyle, Dan.
It is the old Boyle. Listen to this. Either Lexcath or Boyle has now won the region 9 of the past 10 seasons. It's one of the two. The two have met in the regular season and the playoffs 11 times now since 1998. All 11 times, the regular season winner is on to win the postseason rematch. I just gave you, what, two or three different rematches. The DeSales-Cal rematch, the Raceland-Paintsville rematch, the Pikeville-Hazard rematch. Three games where the regular season went one way and the postseason went the other. At Boyle and Lexcath, 11 times since 1998, and it's all gone to one team. It's crazy. But the Boyle County, this is their first trip to the semifinals, Mary Jo, since the 2010 undefeated state championship season. It's also the first time since Chuck Smith has returned to Boyle County that they've gone to the semifinals. Boyle County, by the way, that defense, that's why they're in it. That's why they're back this year. Is Boyle County and Chuck Smith finally has the defense that got him all those state championships before. Boyle County has not allowed more than 19 points in a game this season. So Boyle County at E-Town. Belfry at Central, a rematch of last year's 3A state championship game, which Belfry won last year 52-31. Central avenges that loss in a big way, 60-21. Corbin at Powell County, all Corbin, 50-14. Second straight season advancing to the semifinals. The Redhounds lost to Belfry in last year's semifinals. Don't have to play them this time. They get Central instead. Corbin at Central. So in 3A, the final four, Boyle County at E-Town, Corbin at Central. Class 4A, Hopkinsville and Franklin Simpson. Franklin Simpson wins 35-20. All three of Franklin Simpson's playoff wins have come against a Hopkins-named school. They beat Hopkins County Central, then they beat Madisonville North Hopkins, and now Hopkinsville, which is actually in Christian County. Kind of crazy.
How about that?
Mercer County at Collins. Mercer County hung around in a battle of Titans, the Collins Titans and the Mercer County Titans, but the Titans from Shelbyville prevail 34-28. Mercer entered the playoffs, having lost three of its last four regular season games and then won back-to-back road games in the postseason to advance to its second straight regional final. Collins returns to the semifinals for the first time since its 2013 state championship season. So Collins at Franklin Simpson in the semifinals. In Region 3, Wayne County beat Western 45-18. Wayne County's only loss this season came at Boyle County back on September 8th. It's the Cards' second straight trip to the semifinals. In Region 4, Johnson Central and Ashland. Johnson Central lost its final two games of the regular season, which included a 21-18 loss to Ashland. But the defending 4A state champs avenged that loss with an emphatic 54-27 win over the Tomcats in the regional final. And that sets up a rematch of last year's semifinals between Johnson Central and Wayne County. Johnson Central won that game last year 51-0. So Wayne County's hoping for a better showing this time. And this one's in Monticello next week. Johnson Central at Wayne County. So to recap 4A, the final four, Collins at Franklin Simpson, Johnson Central at Wayne County. To 5A. Had to clear the throat there. 5A, South Warren at Bowling Green. Now, in the regular season, this was a much-anticipated regular season showdown between these two. And Bowling Green embarrassed South Warren. It was 43-7 back on October 20th. That's not that long ago. South Warren came to play this time. Knocked off the Mighty Purples 28-21. South Warren's regular season loss to Bowling Green is its only loss to an in-state opponent this season.
And so, that's Chuck Smith's son, right?
Exactly what I was going to say. So Boyle County head coach Chuck Smith and his son Brandon are now both in the semifinals. Of course, dad's in Class 3A and son is in Class 5A. A couple years ago, I think they were both in 4A.
Yeah.
And they could have met, but it didn't happen that way. Also in 5A, Covington Catholic and South Oldham. Like, Covington Catholic in the Cantrell ratings is, like, took over the top spot a few weeks back and has been the number one team in the state, which is ridiculous. Trinity is definitely the number one team in the state. But CovCath has a good resume, and they have been strong all season. Covington Catholic KOs South Oldham 49-7. CovCath has not allowed a team to score more than 17 points in any game this season. It gave up 17 in the season opener, hasn't allowed more than 14 points in a game since, and has held opponents to less than 10 points in 9 of its 13 games. So I'm saying they've got a good defense.
Yeah.
CovCath has scored at least 49 points in 6 straight games. So I'm saying they've got a good offense. They're pretty good. CovCath at South Warren next week. That's your state championship in Class 5A. I am sorry, and I apologize to these guys, Montgomery County, Madison, Southern, Harlan County, Southwestern, because that's the bottom half of the bracket from last night. Those guys have all had good seasons, been great. But that top half, South Warren, Bowling Green, CovCath, those are your state championship teams right there. So, Montgomery County at Madison Southern in Region 3 championship. Mad South wins 60-21. The game was tied at 14 in the second quarter, but Mad South drove for a pair of touchdowns on back-to-back possessions, then got a pick six with less than 30 seconds remaining in the half to take a 35-14 halftime lead. Southern quarterback Landon Stacy, he ran for 106 yards and 3 TDs. He threw for 125 yards and 3 TDs. I don't know for sure. I tried to look this up. I couldn't find, but I think this is Madison Southern's first ever trip to the state semifinals. I was kind of a...
And they don't even have Damian Harris.
Well, Damian Harris, when you walk up there, they have like the entrance to the stadium where you would pay to get in, and they got brick right there. And they have this really cool... Like, it's not a banner. It's more like a metal, I don't know what you call it, picture, I guess, whatever, photo. It's just something that's been put together, you know, of Damian Harris wearing an Alabama uniform, and it, you know, says he's an alum. It's pretty sharp looking, and I was trying to get a shot of it with the camera because I was out there last night with the video, the TV camera. It was too dark. It's not lit up enough, so I would tell the folks at Madison Southern, light that sucker up. Now, you don't want anybody to walk by that and not see it.
Yeah.
Put some lights there right on it, shining, big spotlight. But as I was taking a shot of it, likely a relative of one of the players said something to me about, hey, make sure you get a shot of number so-and-so in there. His name is blah, blah, blah. And I could not help but be a jerk. It just came out of me. I said, oh, does he play at Alabama too? You know, the kid plays on the team now, and he's not going to play at Alabama. The reply was, no, he's going to Marshall.
Well.
But I was like, well, good for him, you know. But clearly I'm standing there getting a shot of Damian Harris, and, you know, your kid does not fit into what I'm doing right here. I'm doing this. I'm not doing something on your kid, you know. So I just can, oh, does he play at Alabama too? The jerk in me just couldn't, so I apologize. I know the people's name. I'm just not going to say it on the air, so I apologize to you if you happen to be listening, that sometimes I just can't help it. The reason why is I was so agitated for sitting in traffic for 45 minutes. There was a wreck on the I-75 South last night.
Oof.
And that first Richmond exit, I got there and sat for 45 minutes. I mean, did not move. Just put it in park.
And you're on, and the show must go on, man.
Oh, yeah. I had considered going on the shoulder and just rolling up there because, you know, the kickoff had already happened. I'm listening to it at the on the radio by this time, and I'm like, okay. It's getting to a point, and I'm like, okay, if it gets to 8 o'clock or if, you know, I'm going to have to do something.
Yes.
Yeah, because the show must go on, Mary Jo. You are correct. All right, so we got way off on a tangent there. Montgomery County and Madison Southern. Madison Southern wins 60-21. So then we come to Harlan County at Southwestern. Harlan County wins 23-18. Are you kidding me? Harlan County was 1-4 after the first 4 weeks of this, or first 5 weeks of the season. Entered the playoffs as a 3 seed and has now won 3 straight road playoff games to reach the semifinals. Harlan County is the only 3 seed remaining among the 24 teams left in the playoffs.
Really?
Hence, the only one to win 3 road games in the postseason to advance to the semifinals. And guess what? Harlan County gets rewarded with a trip to Berea. On the road again. Harlan County at Madison Southern. Excuse me. So, to recap 5A, the final four are Covcath at South Warren and Harlan County at Madison Southern. I just think it's cool that Harlan County or Madison Southern is going to play in the state championship game. Class 6A, finally, Central Hardin beats Davis County 27-20. Simon Kenton had to face Trinity. Trinity flexes its muscle 49-17. Simon Kenton's 17 points are the most any school from Kentucky has scored on Trinity this season. This is why I'm telling you that Covcath should not be considered number one. You're just not looking at Trinity hard enough. But that's a computer formula, so it doesn't matter anyway. So Shamrocks had a string of 5 consecutive shutouts until last week's 51-13 win over Campbell County. In 9 games against Kentucky competition this season, Trinity has only allowed 3 teams to score. Jeffersontown got 6 points in a blowout. Campbell County, I just mentioned, 13 points in a blowout. And Simon Kenton, 17 points in a blowout. So, if you're doing math at home, it averages out to allowing 4 points per game versus in-state opponents. Trinity at Central Hardin. Good luck, Central Hardin, next week. Butler at St. X. St. X wins 45-18. Butler was the only 4 seed in any class to advance to the quarterfinals. And then Douglas at Scott County. Scott County jumped out to a 21-0 first quarter lead on the way to a 45-13 win. The Cards rushed for 462 yards and held Douglas to 53 yards on the ground. Bryce Fryman, 284 yards, 2 touchdowns rushing. Scott County remains unbeaten versus in-state competition. Their 2 losses came to Cincinnati schools. Scott County has advanced to the semifinals for the 7th time in the last 9 seasons.
Who will they play now?
St. Xavier. To recap the 6A, the final four in Class 6A, Trinity at Central Hardin, Scott County at St. X. And finally, just a few notes, the defending champs who are remaining, Class 1A, Beechwood, 2A, Christian Academy, Louisville, 4A, Johnson Central, 6A, Trinity. Last year's 3A champ, Belfry, and 5A champ, Bowling Green, both bounced. Undefeated teams remaining, 3 of them. In Class 2A, Danville. Class 5A, Covcath. In Class 6A, Trinity. Teams with the most losses left, Campbellsville is 7-6 in Class 1A. And in Class 5A, Harlan County at 8-5. The most intriguing to me is Class 3A because the 4 teams there, Boyle County, only lost this season to 13-0 Danville. Elizabethtown's only loss this season was to Christian Academy of Louisville, defending champ in 2A, still in it. Corbin's only loss this season was to last year's 1A champ, Beechwood, 36-29, close game. And then Louisville Central's 2 losses this season were to Ballard and St. X in back-to-back weeks back in September. St. X, obviously, in the semifinals as well. So those matchups of Boyle, Elizabethtown, Corbin, Central, those look great to me. But my favorite matchups are Covcath at South Warren. That is going to be a great game, I have a feeling. And Harlan County at Madison Southern. Harlan County is the Cinderella story. They are rolling on something right now. And they're good enough to beat Madison Southern. And then Madison Southern hasn't been this far in maybe ever. Like I said, I tried to find out. I couldn't see. It hasn't been since 1990. I could tell you that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So if they've been, it's been before 1990. I doubt they have been. I don't know. So Madison Southern, that is cool. All right, so 20 minutes gone, and we're done with the high school, Mary Jo. So we only have 2 segments left now, I think.
Time for me to start working again, Dan.
Live at Truck and Auto Extras, if you want to come by out here. It seems pretty busy. It's been you've been hearing phones ring and people talking. That's because we're over here. What do you want to get into next? Football or basketball?
The night the lights went out in Georgia. Look at Brad.
Brad coming up with some stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's. You know what? Give me the break to think about it.
All right. We'll do that. Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
He said, hi, what's the wind, whoa, said, sit down, I got some bad news that's going to hurt.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
When you are injured or intentionally attacked at a place of business, there are things you should know and things you should do. First, know that you will have the burden to prove that the place of business knew or should have known of the dangerous condition. Make sure someone goes back and immediately takes pictures. Keep any and all receipts to prove you were there. Get witnesses if you can, and keep your shoes and clothing that you were wearing at the time of the injury. When you're the victim of a crime, that very business or public facility may not have provided proper lighting or security. They also may have negligently hired the person responsible for your injury. Once you hire us, we begin the process of obtaining evidence, taking witness statements, and investigating your claim. Time is of the essence. Don't wait. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's #529, or visit forthepeople.com. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Offices Lexington.
A dining experience unlike any other. Gray's provides a fun, relaxed, casual environment serving global comfort food that is freshly made and organic. With its ever-changing chalkboard menu, you'll find a new and exciting meal every time you visit. Gray's can be found in Lexington at 207 South Limestone and in Winchester at 150 Combs Ferry Road. Reservations are suggested and can be made by calling the Lexington location at 859-309-9686 or the Winchester location at 859-745-09. Gray's is open during dinner hours only.
Attention warehouse personnel. McLean Company is hiring for full-time third shift forklift operator and warehouse selectors for their grocery distribution center in Cumberland. McLean warehouse teammates have energy, enthusiasm, and a passion to problem solve. And they're looking for more of it. McLean offers great starting pay, an industry-leading 401k with company match, and generous benefits. If you desire steady full-time work with a competitive hourly rate, then visit McLeanCumberlandJobs.com. To learn more, that's McLeanCumberlandJobs.com. McLean Company is an equal opportunity employer. Do you have a property that needs expensive repairs? Kentucky Real Estate Buyers pays cash for houses, so you don't need to worry. We provide a quick, no-stress home selling solution. You pay nothing out of pocket and make no repairs. Kentucky Real Estate Buyers wants to give you cash for your house in Lexington, Paris, Winchester, and Nicholasville. If you want a cash offer on your house without the hassle of listing it, call Kentucky Real Estate Buyers first for a free consultation. Call 859-780-5757 or visit us online at KentuckyRealEstateBuyers.com.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, yeah. Still good stuff. Hey, look, to cheer you up about Kentucky today, because what's going to happen is Kentucky is going to lose to Georgia, and then it's not going to look good, and then you're going to be like, they stink or whatever.
So but they're still going to a bowl day.
Yeah, yeah. To cheer you back up, remember this. You could be in Memphis New Year's Eve. Because, look, the Liberty Bowl is on Saturday, December 30th at 12:30. That game's going to be over by 3:30. 4 o'clock, you're out in Memphis the night before New Year's Eve on a Saturday night. The Saturday night before New Year's Eve.
It'll still be a party.
Yeah, and you can stay if you want and celebrate New Year's Eve in Memphis, which, by the way, if you've never been to Memphis for New Year's Eve, it's a good place to go for New Year's Eve. They shut it down, all Beale Street and almost into Arkansas, they shut that thing down. And they got an amphitheater in downtown area. It's a huge street party. Blues, it's a good place to go for New Year's Eve. So we know Kentucky fans like to throw down. So the Liberty Bowl, that looks like the favorite for Kentucky right now. But, of course, Kentucky would need to go ahead and beat Louisville.
Do you think to get to the Liberty Bowl?
Yeah, I think Kentucky would
need... You think they need to be 8-4?
Yeah, because if you look through the pecking order, you're talking Alabama.
And this would all be shifted by if there are one or two SEC teams in that playoff spot, too.
And I think you're right, there's going to be one.
It's just one, yeah.
But so one is there. Then you've got Georgia, Auburn, LSU, Mississippi State, all ahead of Kentucky as far as bowl pecking order. And then after that, I guess Kentucky, you know?
Yeah.
But the Liberty Bowl seems, and it does not conflict with the Louisville. UK Louisville basketball game the day before.
Well, nothing does except for, like, people's work.
I do hate that.
It's on a Friday afternoon. God
but bless. I tell you what, John Calipari, you do not blame him for the schedule because he came out, Thursday. Yeah, he came out. Doing playing all these Friday night games because I've been on that soapbox for a while that you're taking seats out of high school games. If it's a little cold out and you're thinking about going or something, and maybe you go, UK's on tonight though, or you're not. They talk about why is attendance down at UK games. Well, don't play on Friday night. Friday night's for high school football, and I think some people that would go to your games on Friday night, Rupp Arena, because.
They're not in the eruption zone, though, Dan.
No, they're not there either.
That's where I think a lot of the attendance is hurting.
But Kentucky basketball does draw from all counties.
Yes.
And so all counties play high school football on Friday night. And you have done it with basketball six straight Friday nights. Six in a row. Thank goodness that was the last one. But you hit... About 2-3 weeks
before
the...
Well, there's only 2 weeks of high school football left anyway.
They took up the last 6 weeks of it. So into the playoffs. And also what that does is that affects the coverage of all the TV stations in Louisville and Lexington. I know for the one I'm at, two people that would normally go shoot high school football, which they would be responsible for two games each. So four games that we would normally show you. Those resources are committed to UK basketball, and the time allotted in the newscast doesn't change because UK's playing. So UK's time takes away from the time that would go to high school football. So you lose four high school football games and the content to UK basketball to show highlights against Utah Valley, you know? So there you go.
The blue-white game.
Or the blue-white game.
Yeah.
Yes. So Calipari's like, who's scheduling all these Friday night games? What are we doing playing on Friday? I don't know. And then I think somebody mentioned now, would you be willing to take a pay cut if it meant less TV money so that you didn't play at 9:30 on a Tuesday night in Chicago? Or something along those lines.
That's just such a rarity,
yeah,
right? I mean, And they choose to be a part of that, which is awesome because it's those four schools have decided to do that.
Well, apparently it was Calipari's idea. He like threw that in during the post game.
It
was my idea,
right? It stinks, right? Because I couldn't stay awake for the whole game. I just couldn't, as much as I wanted to. I just couldn't do it, and it stinks. But that is not now. There are some Tuesday night 9 p.m. games that stink. But the Champions Classic doesn't bother me. That's just it is what it is. It's a special event. You know,
I don't know.
I got a text from Sam watching that game that just said Grayson is the GOAT. Watching the game beforehand. I said, you are Grayson Allen Jr. I can't even take it.
Kid sickens me. Absolutely sickens me.
And he's so good.
Yes, he is.
Like, that's the thing that really just drives you insane. It's like, you want to hate on him, but he's really good.
He is going to go down as one of the top three most hated Duke players ever, which also means the most hated college basketball players ever. Christian Laettner is still number one.
Mm-hmm.
And Grayson Allen's making the move. I mean, who would you say is number two? Like Bobby Hurley? Was he there?
Bobby Hurley was on Laettner's team.
Yeah, but was he there? Like, no, is he number two on the hate list? Like, who's number two there for Duke?
Well, Redick took a lot of heat.
Or is it Steve Wojciechowski? Slapping the floor. You just want to kick him right in the face when he slaps the floor, don't you?
Yeah.
Just run up there and kick him right in the chin.
No, you do. Yeah. But I think I would put Grayson number two behind Leitner.
I think so. I think he's taken over. Yeah, Reddick, I didn't like him either.
But he can ball too.
Yes, he can. But Grayson and all his tripping and his, like, he seems privileged too, doesn't he? He seems like that little kid whose daddy is the mayor or something, and he, like, gets away with everything. Uh-huh. And then he snickers about it, like, "Ha, what are you going to do? Daddy's mayor."
That was totally me in high school. My dad was the mayor.
But you weren't a little so-and-so about
it. No, I probably was. We all were. I remember my younger sister went through a school bus stop sign, got ticketed for it.
Oh.
And we marched right up to the courthouse, and my mom was like,
"My husband's
the mayor.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have to take care of this."
So you're saying you're Grayson Allen?
Yeah. Without the talent.
Or the tripping?
Minus the talent and the tripping. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we still have Jeff. I'm sorry. Let's get to Jeff. I'm sorry, Jeff. We forgot there. Jeff, welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Good morning.
Dan and Mary Jo, how are you?
It's been
a crazy week there with Butch Jones, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. It's been a wild week down here. All they're talking about now is who's going to be the coach. They talked about for a month firing him, and there was a guy here in one of the national stations that every week I'm looking at my Twitter trying to find out when they're going to fire him, and of course they finally did. So now we're talking who they're going to get, and he's John Gruden in Knoxville, and all the talk that goes on down here, or down in Belt, Tennessee, and all of the state who they're going to get as coach. But I just want to mention a couple.
I heard John Gruden was eating some ribs at Calhoun's on the River the other night. Somebody spotted him.
I don't doubt it, maybe. Maybe him and his wife came up this weekend. His wife's gonna be in a cheerleading outfit cheering for the ball this weekend. Who knows? So, who knows what's gonna happen? But just want to say a couple of things. I watched some bits and pieces of the first four games this year. Watched most of the Kansas game, and I don't know what you guys think so far. But Kentucky's perimeter defense is terrible. It is awful.
Yes.
They are allowing too many 3-point shots, and teams are making too many.
That's exactly what happened with ETSU last night.
Oh, they go running out there at him, and then the kid just, all he's got to do is shot fake, and then he drives right by.
I mean, their perimeter defense is really lacking. Yeah. Yeah.
It's really bad, and I hope it gets better, because there was a kid last night for Alabama that made 10 threes.
Mm-hmm. John Petty.
I guess he set a school record. I don't know. I guess it was.
He
I
did.
Don't know, but I don't know.
Yes, it was.
Alabama,
it was.
I don't know. But as far as the football game today, I think Kentucky can compete. The only way that they can is they're going to have to be able to run the football and control the clock and keep Georgia's offense on the sideline. If they can do that, they have a shot. That's the only shot to me they've got. If they can't do that, it's going to be a long afternoon if they can't do that.
I think it might be a long afternoon.
It's going to be a long afternoon because the only team that's done that is Auburn. Mm-hmm. The only team that's gone on Georgia this year is Auburn.
You know, I think Kentucky does have the offensive line to do it. You know, but one final thing, the volleyball team last night defeated Georgia at home. They've got their last home match of the year is Ole Miss Sunday. I hope the fans get out. I think they've got five or six, maybe more seniors. I don't know how many seniors they got, but I hope they get out and play with these seniors. I think they can go a long way in the NCAA tournament once they get there, and they've got a shot to share a championship with Florida. If Florida falters, they got a chance to win it outright. But just a great year by Craig Skinner. He's led the program now for about 15 years and really turned it around, and they're nationally a national program, and like I told you guys before, you know, Mitch Barnhart's doing an excellent job with the athletic program in Kentucky, in all the sports. And I mean, they finished 10th in the Rector's Cup last year, and I think they could finish even higher this year, depending on how the rest of the sports do in the winter and then the ones in the spring. So, but I'll hang up and listen, guys. Enjoy it. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving, Jeff.
Yes. All right, thank you, Jeff. Let's get to a break. We're live at Truck and Auto Extras here off New Circle Road. Come on by and see us. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Is it a work vehicle? Is it a recreational vehicle? Is it something else entirely? Who knows? It doesn't have a label. What it does have is a class-leading suspension system. King Shocks, 100 horsepower and 2,000 pounds of towing capacity. Built to outmuscle anything in its path, defying all labels and expectations. Come see what's wreaking havoc at MLS Power Sports. 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Get to MLS Power Sports today. Who says you can't ride victoriously while creating a little havoc?
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Kentucky. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Boss, there's a photographer around here who wants to do a piece on Jimmy John's for her magazine.
What kind of piece?
Well, she heard about a clothing optional delivery policy and...
Did you tell her the naked driver incident was a momentary misunderstanding?
Yes, sir, but...
Did you tell her it's our meats that are going all natural, not our drivers?
Yes, sir, that's not...
Did you tell her Jimmy John's is committed to serving sandwiches with only the finest all-natural ham, roast beef, salami, bacon, and real fresh turkey breast?
Yes, sir, I did, sir.
So she wants to photograph our sandwiches?
No, sir. Actually, she wants to do a calendar.
A what?
A calendar. You know, the men of Jimmy John's.
Dibs on January.
You can trust your car to
Hello there, my name is Josh. I am the general manager here at Fleet Dock Automotive Care. We also hire great mechanics, get ASC certified guys. We have diesel techs that specialize in diesel repair specifically. We also have guys that do German cars. One of our techs is amazing at diagnostics. We try to be your one-stop shop. That way you can come in with any kind of vehicle you have, you know, all the way up to light-duty trucks. That way we can get you in and out and get you back on the road safely.
Fleet Dock, 1031 Contract Street, Lexington.
What's with that old lamp?
It's a magic lamp, Jeremy.
This is Brenda Satterwhite with my sons, Jeremy and Justin, from Linex of Kentucky. What are you two up to now?
Watch. I wish I could see better on foggy mornings.
Hey, look! Light bars. My turn. I wish my ride had better storage. Ooh, a diamond plate toolbox.
Boys, you don't need that lamp. You only need Linex of Kentucky. With more than 5,673 accessories, we can trick out any truck or SUV on any budget. 4 and 5 inch stainless steel oval step bars, hard and soft folding bed covers, retractable bed covers with the new matte finish. We got it all.
Along with expert advice and installation.
I still like the lamp, though. I wonder how it would look hanging from my rearview mirror.
You are strange, Justin.
And I wish you'd both get back to work. For truck and SUV accessories, Line Exit at Linex of Kentucky, behind the Toyota of Nicholasville Big Used Car Store.
Or linexofky.com.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Georgia, sweet Georgia.
Georgia.
Did I ever tell you the time I was moving to
Georgia?
Moving to Georgia. And right before we didn't know we were moving yet, And so, you know, when tickets and stuff go on sale for concerts, you know, they go in sales so far in advance. So that summer had tickets to several different things. Had tickets to see the Reds play the Yankees in the new stadium the first year they had it at Great American Ballpark. Had tickets to see, like, I think the Dave Matthews Band somewhere. And then had tickets to see Ray Charles at the Palace in Louisville. Moved to Georgia. Sold all that stuff because we were going to be 10 hours away in Georgia. And Ray Charles died that year. But he played that show, and he died later that year, and that was the one chance I would have had to have seen him and didn't get to see him. Did you ever get to see him?
No.
You didn't ever get to see Ray Charles.
No, I never.
He wasn't on your list of people to see.
To a Ray Charles concert. Unless the animated California Raisins were going to be there, I probably wasn't showing up.
I always dug Ray Charles.
Did you watch? I don't think he's bad. I just am like.
The movie was good, too, didn't you think?
I did.
Jamie Foxx was a good Ray Charles.
Yeah.
He made me think he was Ray Charles by the end of the movie. That's pretty good. Okay, another thing to cheer you up while you're thinking about Kentucky football today when Georgia whips them. Especially in light of the Georgia quarterback named Jaren Williams who decommitted for UK for the second time. You know, look, when you're a kid, you're going to flip-flop and do stuff like that, and that doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. If you're blaming a kid for something, it does not bother me because he's a kid.
Yeah.
He's going to do things that kids do. What bothers me is daddy coming out front of it and putting all that stuff out there. Dad's putting all the stuff out there. Dad should know better than to, hey, I want to clear up anything.
And he's doing it proactively.
Yes.
He was not reached out to, I'm sure people reached out to him and stuff, but
he's reaching out to Kentucky media.
Yeah, and made a point to say, he's coming.
Yeah, he's going to enroll in January. That's what bothers me. But look, I don't think Jaren Williams is gone. Kentucky's moved on, and, you know, Vince Mero made it sound like, hey, it's no big deal. Stuff happens like this, we're fine. Last year they lost that Mac Jones to Alabama.
You know what? It is a big deal. I do think he would have been.
Yes, I do think he would
a,
have been a stud.
Yeah, and a real difference maker in this program. A real way, you know,
Lamar Jackson type.
You always kind of say, even when Rich Brooks was here, we kind of said, okay, when do we take that next step?
Yeah,
7-5 is good. Now we're consistently going to bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
When do we take that next step? To me, Jaren Williams was a next step quarterback.
I agree. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
And so now they're going looking the JUCO route.
Right. That's UK's next step is pursuing this Garden City Community College quarterback, Terry Wilson. Isn't that Hulk Hogan's real name, Terry Wilson? Is that his real name?
It's Terry something.
Anyway. But this is the same school that Lonnie Johnson came from, who's, you know, the cornerback at UK now. So Terry plans to take an official visit to UK next month, and he hopes to decide by the end of the year. Baylor, Indiana, Ole Miss, Texas, and Southern Cal are among those looking at Wilson. So you're talking about, I mean, Southern Cal, Texas in the mix? Wilson signed with Oregon out of high school. Terry Bollea. It's nowhere near Wilson.
Both have one.
I might as well say Terry Garr.
Terry Garr. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Was she the wife and Mr.
Yes,
Mom?
Yes, she was.
With Michael Keaton? Yeah.
Schooner's Tuna.
Wilson signed with Oregon out of high school. So that's pretty good.
4-star. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, but so, do you think that maybe the staff needs to change how it goes about finding a quarterback? Because I feel like one way they have to do it is to get in early on some of these guys, right? Mm-hmm. And so be the first one that's really hot all over them before everyone else comes in. You know that Alabama's and the Ohio States of the world don't have to do that because they can come in at the last minute, and if that's where that kid wants to go, they're going to go there. Kentucky's only shot, they can't come in late, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can't be the guy that comes in at the 11th hour and steals them away from someone else.
Right.
But you put all your eggs in the Jaren Williams basket, and then that happens, and now you got to go scrambling to find a JUCO player. And I don't know that they're scrambling. You know what I mean? It's not like it's...
They'll be fine if they don't take a quarterback in this class. They'll be okay. So they still got Gunnar Hoke and Danny Clark. I mean, for next year, but beyond that.
Yeah.
Well...
Andrew Barker next year.
I look at it this way. Are you going to aim lower then? Is that what you think? She should aim lower?
No, I don't know. What I'm saying is I don't know to go about it differently. I don't know. Because that's back-to-back quarterbacks.
I mean, you want a quarterback who has the opportunity to go Ohio State or Alabama.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
And they were close. The kid had committed to Kentucky.
And so had Matt
Jones. Then said, I'm going to shut it down. I'm decommitting. Nope. I've changed my mind. I'm sold. That's it. We're doing this. And then he goes and sees Miami. I'm like, oh, I like that turnover chain.
Mm-hmm. Which he'll never get to wear there. So what? As if he's going to pick off someone.
Hey, is that Luther Campbell? Oh, Uncle Luke, you want me to come up to your hot tub tonight and hang out? Oh, okay. I can't, hold on. I can't make it to Keeneland in April. I'm going to be in Luther Campbell's hot tub in Miami with the turnover chain. Sorry about the, horses don't do it for me. But I don't know. You have to go after those big name guys. Because like you said, how are you going to get a program changer go after them?
I'm not saying don't go after them because for years, staffs didn't go after those guys.
Yeah, I think that's Joker's philosophy was that we're not going to go after a guy and waste our time when Ohio State's just going to come in and pick
him
up.
They didn't even recruit Ohio at all for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of Ohio State, CBS Sports' Bill Green reports that this defensive back, Eric Glover Williams, is expected to commit to UK next weekend. He redshirted last season at Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College, and he played very little in 2 years at Ohio State. But a four-star kid that went there, supposed to have 2 years of eligibility left, and UK happened to be the first to offer him out of high school. So, defensive back, well, it's going to help out if they can get him because UK is going to lose, I think, probably Mike Edwards. I don't know if Derek Beatty... Chris Westry probably doesn't have a chance to go. Derek Beatty might have a chance to go. Lonnie Johnson, he has another year left. So,
and he's really come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Devontae Robinson's got a bright future ahead of him as well. All right, so let's look at today's college football, which is like you went over the SEC. Yeah. I mean, at noon...
This is a good day to put up Christmas lights.
It's a good day
inside.
Yeah, it is. Good day to do that. Good day to make chili.
Did a catch up on all
honey.
The,
are you listening? Are you listening out there,
this
honey?
Is us's that I have to watch.
At noon, it's Mississippi State at Arkansas.
Right. Yeah.
7 o'clock, LSU, Tennessee. I'm going to just tune in to see what the fire looks like. I just want to see what the carnage. Because it could go one of two ways. They could rally.
They did not under Randy Shannon.
They did not under Randy Shannon.
Did you even know Brady Hoke was on the staff?
No.
I had no idea Brady Hoke was on Tennessee's staff.
Didn't know that either. So Brady Hoke now, maybe because you see this when there's a coaching change, sometimes they rally.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes they're Florida.
And sometimes they go, let's just get out of this season. I think, I don't know. It could go either way. But LSU is a 15.5-point favorite. Texas A&M at Ole Miss, I think that'll be entertaining. 7 o'clock, ESPN2. 7:30, your Missouri Tigers at Vanderbilt on the SEC Network. Missouri is an 8.5-point favorite?
Yeah.
Take that all day. They're going to win.
The 5-5 Missouri Tigers who are... Oh, well, win today away from bowl eligibility.
They're going to win by two touchdowns, Mary.
That is really something special, I think. I'm super pumped. If they win today, I'll be super pumped because that means that we don't have to talk, worry about Barry Odom because I really wanted him to stick around.
Noon, Michigan, Wisconsin. That'll be run the ball, and then throw it once and then run it some more. That'll be that game, which will be fun to not watch.
I know, but what are you going to watch instead? Mercer?
Nothing. There's nothing. UK is the only game you're watching today outside of a few in the SEC. I mean, Navy at Notre Dame at 3:30, but that's at the same time as UK-Georgia.
Dan, this is when you got to be a gambler because there's got to be something on the line for me to have to watch any of these games, really.
Syracuse at Louisville at 3:30. Syracuse is a 13-point favorite. I mean, Louisville is a 13-point favorite. Who's watching Nebraska, Penn State, or Maryland, Michigan State, or NC State, Wake Forest? The ABC game tonight is UCLA, USC. I don't care. I'm probably watching a movie with my kids tonight. What's happening?
Yeah.
I mean, Air Force, Boise State, Utah, Washington, Cal, Stanford. But next week is going to be awesome.
I know. Next week you can't leave your TV.
Yeah.
You can't.
All right, tomorrow plenty to talk about. UK football, of course, and UK basketball. And we'll do it here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.